So the one, I don't know a lot of the African languages. The only one I know is a bit of Swahili. So when I say Bwana Asifiwe, you say amen. Bwana Asifiwe.
Amen.
And again, Bwana Asifiwe.
Amen.
And that means praise the Lord.
Yes.
And we had last Sunday, we talked about why we celebrate being Christians and what it really means to be a Christian. And he's given me notes and things that I'm going to talk about, but I feel he just wants to talk about that for a moment. It's not like we go, okay, it's Easter, let's do the celebration thing, and then, all right, we're back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's every day is Resurrection Day for us.
Yes.
Every day he lives in us. And there are people here from all over the world, people that have been persecuted for being Christians, people that have seen their families die for being Christians. And that's what he said would happen. That we would have to deny ourselves. And if we wanted to save ourselves, we would lose our lives. But if we were willing to lose our lives, we would save them for his name's sake. And that's this God. We're not talking about a God that people make up and people say and make up their own religion. This is a God, and I'm going to pray to him, and I have to do this, and I have to do that, and I better be good. We're talking about a living God who died for us. He died for us so we may live. And that's the only reason I'm here. Because otherwise, what's the point? It's just a bunch of rules. And this book, and I've been seeing it happen through church after church, because we are in the last days. My brethren, we are in the last days, and he is coming soon for his bride, and we have to be ready. And there are church after church I'm seeing making this. I know you would know this too, being in ministry, making this a hammer and hitting people with it, as if it's something to hurt them with. This is a book of liberty. This is a book of love. This is a book of truth. But you got to let the Holy Ghost be the one who reads it and tells you what to do. Not a man, not a woman, not a doctrine, not a denomination. I am seeing people's lives destroyed in this country and all over the world. Because if the world hates me, he said, they will hate you because they hated me first. We have to realize this is an honor. I mean, I grumble and go, I don't like it, they're hurting me. But then I would say, Holy Spirit, teach me to rejoice. Teach me to rejoice when they hate me because I'm serving the living God. And this is who this is. This is who lives in us. This is who inspired this book. This is who can speak words out of our mouths at any moment, any time, to give edification for our brothers. To share with an unbeliever that doesn't know. Yeah. And he did it with me yesterday. There was a young lady in the coals. And this is not about me bragging. This is about saying, I have the living God. We are living stones. He told me all this stuff. This is the topic. But I can't help it. This is what he's doing. And this is what he said. If we have not love, we are nothing. We are nothing without love. We are nothing without love. And if the church doesn't get a grip and realize, and is so into their denominations and their buildings, building what? Building this? That is not God. He said we are a living house. We are his house. I mean, I've got all the scripture references. Anyone wants to check them out. We are his living house made of living stones. He was the cornerstone. And that's what we're meant to be out there. When we walk out of here, we can't go, oh, look at me. I'm No, we go, they're dying! And they're never going to be with him if we don't go and tell them who he really is. Not the religion, not, let me tell you about my religion's better than your religion. That's not what we're meant to do. We're meant to say, are you hurting? I see you're hurting. It looks like you're really hurting. Can I pray for you?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. That's what we're meant to do. Let's stop it. And you young girls, because you guys are vital. You are so vital. You know that? You're vile not because you're pretty or you're young. You're vile because he lives in you. And you are with young people. And you need to get people young to come to Christ, because once they're with Christ young, they have a lot less tendency to fall away. I came old.
Yeah.
I was looking for everywhere. I did Buddhism. did Sufism, I did New Age, I did feminism, I did intellectualism, I did it all. And at last, I found the living water that I had been dying for. And I didn't even know he was Jesus Christ. I thought that was some weird thing that Christians did, and I hated Christians. I was terrified of them. I think they were going to hurt me because I was a sinner, and I knew that. And I can tell you, unbelievers know they're sinners. They know. And they don't want to be reminded of it. But that doesn't mean we don't talk to them about the truth. But how do we do it? How do we come? If we have not love, we are nothing, he said. And he said this too, but he who loves me in Corinthians. I'm not giving you references, I'm sorry, because I'm just not going to do it. I'm tired of justifying my God with his word. Oh, it's in here. Well, we better check. No, I know him. He lives in me. I read his word. His word is in me, alive. So I'm just going to tell you. And if I've got lots of lists. You want the references, I can give you that too. But he said, but this one, he who loves me, this one is known by him, by God. We are known by God by our love. Not because I got baptized in 1987. That don't do it with him. And not because, well, look at me and all the good works I did. That doesn't do it. We are known by the love of God. And if we don't have it, we're nothing. He said it. We're nothing. Submission is voluntary. Women, I'm going to tell you this. Submission is voluntary because the model is not, okay, I better be down here. He's going to hit me on my head. The model is Jesus Christ in the church. Do I submit to him because he's slapping me upside the head? No. I submit to him because I adore him. Because I know I can trust him. Because I know he loves me. And that's how men are meant to be. We're supposed to be like their own flesh. And when they don't treat us that way, they're dishonoring God. Okay, and that's not for women to go, well, I don't have to listen to you. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about honor for honor. We both sides have to honor. He says that men are to live with their wives with honor, to honor them as a weaker vessel. Okay, to love them, to treat them with that honor. And he says, if you don't, guess what? Your prayers just may not be answered. They don't say that for women. Women don't even get that part. So we've got to look. Why are we together? Why are we a body? What are we here for? If we are here for us, we've missed the whole point. We missed it. If this is about saving my skin and going to heaven, heck with all you guys, we have missed the whole point of Jesus Christ. Because he loves you with all his being. Even when people don't know him, he drew me.
Yes.
Okay, somebody's been raised in the church, it doesn't say they don't. It doesn't matter. I'm not precious about me and my time. I don't care. You know? My God is precious. That's the only thing that's precious to me. Yes, I love my son. Yes, I love the brethren. But the one who is most precious is him, not me. And we've got to flip it, church. We've got to flip it and get back to what the basics, and this is what he wanted to talk about as well, even though he's saying everything anyway, but is the basics, the very basics. We shouldn't even need to. But it is the last days, and things are going crazy. It is nuts out there. There are doctrines upon, there's so much garbage out there, it's scary to even look, like look on the internet, or go to a different church, or whatever. I mean, there's churches that say, but that whole idea of making Christianity about us is not from God. It's not from God. And it never was. And if we're here just for us, we don't know him. And we need to get saved. Because I'm telling you, if your life is about, you already know Jesus Christ, and your whole life is about you, then something's missing. It's called Jesus. He's missing. And the Holy Ghost. And that's the other thing. We need to let the Holy Spirit lead us. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. That's how we know whether we're a son or not. Not because I wear the right clothes, not because I say the right things, not because I memorize the whole Bible. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God. Okay? And if we are led by him, we are no longer under the law. People think that means, okay, I could say that I'm being led by him and I can go do this and I can go do that. No, that's not what it means. It means if you are led by the Spirit of God, your flesh isn't going to rule you no more. But if you're not led by him, you'll be drawn away from your master, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I am going to go to my actual notes, because he's telling me to. And the thing about, he just wants to go over about the gifts of the Spirit too. We're not going to do an analysis, because boy, people have done that enough. No, we're going to say this. This is what he told me to say. When we look at the Corinthians, they excelled in the gifts of the Spirit. But they had the worst record in morality. So we got to stop pursuing the gifts. We're supposed to desire the gifts and pursue love. Hallelujah. Love. Who's love? God. We're to pursue him. We're to seek his face. This is why the Christian faith looks dead to people. They go, oh yeah, that religion. And they roll their eyes. And I have to explain 2,000 years of garbage to them. Of like, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, got to do this, got to do that, got to say yes, sir, you got to say no, sir. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a God who bled for you. Bled for me. Because what? Because he felt like it? No, because you were worth it. You were valued. You're precious. You God, you too are coming. I don't know you at all. You are so precious. Truly precious. Made in his image. The glory in him. That's what he sees when he looks at you. That's what he sees. Is that not true?
Yes.
That's what he sees. We are that valued. Before we were ever born, he said, I'll die for you. For you, for you, for me, for you. That's what he said. And this is the God we're meant to be serving. It's not this dead God who's going to tell you what to do and you better behave yourself all the time. That's not who he is. We have to stop that. And we have to care enough about that. You know what? When you know that you're loved by him, truly, truly loved. You know how when I got saved, I'll tell you why. I've stayed so close to him no matter what. And I've lost 5 babies. I've had so much pain. And you know what kept me? It's because when I first met him, this is what he showed me. He showed me this. Not only was he the Son of God, and that was news for me because I wasn't a believer, but he showed me that he, God himself, separated from God himself for me. And I went, I'm in love. There's no other God ever. No one else would do that. So that kept me. No matter how much pain, no matter how much I would rail against him sometimes when I didn't understand what the enemy was sending, or perhaps a lesson he was giving me, I stayed. I stayed. I stayed because without love, we are nothing. But with love, we have the only thing that matters. And that's what we can pour out to the world. There are people all over Muna, people in times we think, oh no, they're not going to like me. No, they won't. Because he promised they won't like you. Other times, you know what? If you are led by the Spirit, you will know where to go. And I don't always do it. I'm so overzealous. I just go, you know, Jesus Christ. I just do that. And then they go, oh my gosh. You know? But sometimes I get them. You know? But I'm asking him to teach me zeal with knowledge, you know? But I just, you know, it just pours out of me. I don't always know what to do. But we can be strategic. Like, for instance, I met a young woman who, you know, was checking out the groceries in the Kohl's in Kingston. And she, you know, talk with her, chit-chat while she's scanning the things. She wants to be a policewoman, and she has this dream, and da-da-da, we're talking. And I said, well, God made you for a purpose, and then she's going, I said, do you know Jesus Christ? And she goes, you know, there she's doing the bread, you know. And she goes, oh, I'm not really decided or anything. So I went home later, prayed about it. The next week when I had to do groceries, I wrote her a card, because I find sometimes, especially with Australians, so pardon me, Australians, for saying this, because I'm American. Yeah. But anyway, especially, they like it private, you know, it's like, about it. So they're a little bit more private people. You know, so you have to be careful. Americans are like, hey, oh, give me a microphone, I'll tell you my life. You know, we're different. You know, you can go up to anybody, you know. You know, you'll take them home. There's a spare bed, you know. It's very different culture, so I've had to learn that. But what I found with her is I wrote this card and I asked him for a word of knowledge, or actually I don't even think he would call it a word. I asked him, Holy Spirit, something personal about her. He told me that she loved wide open places. I said, just as you love wide open places, his arms are open wide for you. And then I explained the gospel. Okay? I wrote it down, and I had no more room, you know, but because I'm a talker and a writer. So, but I gave it to her, and then I saw her again, made sure I went up to her line, told her, and she's doing an application for all of that. Can I ask, I don't want to be rude or anything, if you're doing a phone thing, can you not do that? I don't mean to point at you, darling, but he wants to talk to you, baby. He wants to talk to you. He wants you to hear him. Okay? He really does. I'm not going, oh, I'm so important. How dare you do that in my lecture or something. I don't mean it like that. Just let him talk to you, okay? He wants to talk. So I gave it to her. I gave her the card, and I told her about, she wanted to get this position. It's very hard. There's only 25 positions. Said I'd give her, I pray for favor and everything. Told her that what he had done and said, read the card. And in it, I said, I know you're not decided, but let me help you decide. You know, this is so important. And that was it. And then, walk out with my groceries $179 later, you know. We are going to be in life, right? You got to go to uni. If you go to uni, you got to go to school. You can share. You can share him. It doesn't have to be this horrible thing. I mean, I have been kicked out of places. But if you're strategic and you quietly talk to somebody, no one's going to tell you, how dare you talk about Jesus Christ? And ultimately, we are going to be persecuted. So we have to accept that as well. And he showed me something today, and I was talking with my brother Alex here, and because I complain when I get persecuted. We complain. So what we do is tend to shut our mouths. Is that what he said? Go and shut your mouth to all the world. I don't remember that scripture. I don't know. Maybe it's in one of the versions. No, he said, go and preach the gospel to every living creature. Do you know why we have the Holy Ghost? People go, oh, because we need the gifts of the Spirit to edify the church. Da, 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 you know, blah, blah, blah. You know why we have it? He says, so we could be a witness. That's what it says. You wait for him to come, and you will be witnesses. When you have the power, you receive the power on high, and you will be witnesses. That's why we have the Holy Ghost, to be witnesses of Jesus Christ. Because if you don't have him, you're not going to know who the heck he is. So what he wants us to do, this is not what I planned. But anyway, how surprising. He wants the body, those of you that are his, he wants you to raise up so that when he comes, you can be risen up, because he is coming. He's coming for his bride. I am not kidding you. He is coming. I can feel the rumbling. It's like tremors under the earth. He's coming. And he wants a spotless bride. He don't want somebody who's going, it's all about me. I want to, oh, where's my Mercedes? Yes. He don't want that. Or, oh, look at my new building. Oh, look at, we've got the best church in town. We've got thousands of seats. I went to one of these churches. You know what? I almost vomited. I walked in. It was like a hotel lobby. They had everything. Aiden said, Mom, we have everything except the cross and Jesus. And we both walked out, and everybody stared at us. As we're walking, because we're going, I am not saying, I didn't even listen to the sermon. I'm like, I'm sorry, that's the harlot. There is an apostasy. We are in the middle of the apostasy right now. People go, oh no, it's coming, it's going to get worse. Yeah, it will get worse. But it's already happening. And if you're a believer who's, what does he say? Watch and pray. This is to be a prayer for every believer. Watch and pray. This is our Lord's words himself. That you shall be counted worthy to escape. He gives us a way out. The things that shall come to pass. And that you might stand before the Son of Man. Do you know why he says stand? Because that's the bride. We're not on our faces. The bride is standing. Since when do you see the groom there, the bride doing this? No, that's for people who didn't come to him. So let's not be like those people. Let's stop acting like the world. We got to stop it. We have got to stop it. Because they go, you're just like me. What's big deal? Well, you got a club and you got some rules. So what? No. We have the living God who can heal you, your heart, take your broken heart and make it new. Who can hold you and comfort you when you think there's not a religion. Please never think he's a religion. Because the religion was came from the devil. And the only religion that Jesus Jesus Christ talks about is through James, his half-brother. He says, this is pure, undefiled religion. To look after widows and orphans in their trouble. How much of the church is doing that? Well, but we won't go there. And to keep yourself unspotted from the world. If he wants a bride who's unspotted, he expects us to be participating in that. And when we act like fools or silly or do the wrong thing, we go to him. We repent. We ask him, help me to do this differently, Lord. We don't go, I will be a good Christian and I will forgive that person that I hate. Oh, that's going to work. Have you seen that? Have you seen it? The pasted face? Hi. I can't stand you. You know? Have you seen that? Have you done it? I've done it. You know? It's like, let's be real, church. Our God is a real God. Let's do this. You know that one, someone had hurt my son horribly, and I mean really horribly. And there was no forgiveness in my heart. I was a minister and everything. And it was like, I want to. You know what? And imagining it and thinking, well, what time would that person be around? What kind of instrument could I use? I mean, I'm doing the whole nine yards. It's called premeditated. That's what it's that. And it was eating my heart up. Here I am serving people, ministering online, going overseas. Oh, look at me. I'm a minister. You know what? But inside, it was rotten. I couldn't stand it anymore. I finally said, okay, Daddy, I give up. I said, I hate him. I never want to forgive him, ever, ever, ever. And I even if I wanted to forgive him, I don't know where to start. But I'm going to let you do something. You can forgive him through me. And you know what? In a minute and a half, gone. Rage gone. Hatred gone. Couldn't even think of the images anymore. What was I thinking of? That's our God. Don't try to do self-service Christianity. I'm going to do it myself because the pastor said so. I better do it. I better do it. That is not Christianity. That is not. Because I no longer live, but he lives in me. And we either live that truth or we do the, I'm a good woman or I'm a good man. Look at me. I didn't do that to my husband, or I didn't do that to my wife. No. Right there, you have pride. Guess what? Sin. You know, spiritual pride is an evil sin. It's keeping this poor woman in bondage who loves the Lord with all her being. Because her husband would rather have her under his feet than adored as his own flesh. That's what we're dealing with. That's what we have to offer people. But if we can't do it ourselves, they should mock us. Because they're looking at it and they're going, you guys, I mean, you have the same divorce rate as everybody else. You know, you're fornicating anyway. And you call it okay because I want to marry him. You know, I mean, isn't it true? You know, we wear the same clothes, we want the same cars, we want the same good work. You know what? I don't care. I do not care. I want to be poured out, and I'm not going, I'm so wonderful, so please don't take it that way. This is just what he's done to me. I used to have all my lofty goals, and I still have to watch it. Sometimes I think I'm a real big shot, because, oh, wow, look what the Holy Ghost did through me. You know, I was like, honey, you're earthen vessel. Get over yourself. You know? I mean, he reminds me. It's like, excuse me, who did it? Who was it? Oh, sorry, you know, and I have to remember. Because he's so powerful. He's so powerful. We start thinking we're the power. It's like, what does it say? We're earthen vessels that the excellence of his power indwells us. We should be on our knees going, oh my God, you actually think I'm worthy to indwell? I'm just this goes. And you felt that I was worthy for you. God Almighty, creator of the universe. This is the God we're talking about. Can indwell us. Oh my God. Why do we want cars? I've got God in me. What car is going to make me feel better than that? But if I don't know, and if I've been taught the wrong thing, and if I've been, you know, got caught up in the world again, it doesn't seem important. And we live in this, you know, little Facebook world. And I'm not talking on you, God. I'm on it all the time, online, doing this, so don't please help. No. But that's what we do. You know, oh, what did they think of me? Oh, what did they think of me? Oh, what did they think of me? Who cares what they think of you? One day they're going to hate you and might kill you. You know, I mean, does it really matter what they think? I mean, I've been so persecuted this week, and I'm like, and I was so upset. It hurts. I don't like it. Lord, why do you put me in this position? And I finally said, oh, how we rejoice. And you know what he did today? Through my brother Alex, he said, because Alex said, you know, well, we know we're doing something to the devil, and that's usually what I say. But Holy Spirit showed me right then. He said, I know I'm pleasing my Lord. That's our perspective. Who cares whether the devil's happy or upset? He's stupid anyway. I mean, who gives up heaven? I'm sorry. Only our Lord did it for the right reason. He did it because he had a big head. You know? We don't care what the devil, whether he's doing. He's doing this, he's doing that. We get so caught up. I know spiritual warfare is important. I'm not saying it's not. It has its place. But let's not make it an idol. The only one we're to adore is him, the living God. So, I'm not sure if there's any of this that he wants me to do, but all I know is all of us, regardless of our background, if we came from nice families, Christian families, nice homes, whatever, if we were, you know, tossed and turned, nearly killed, if we were abused, if we were raped, all of it. You know what? It's we are all nothing with what? Out. That is all that matters. And he is love. And I just want to talk to you, little one. I don't know you. I don't know anything about you. So this is good. That's why I like him. But
oh, wow. You're just expression on him. Okay? The reason I'm saying that is I can see that part in you. Okay? He has never been that's the devil. You know that the devil hates women a lot more than you do? Why? Who came from a woman? The seed that set us free, Jesus Christ. He's on the attack for women until he's, hey, lake of fire time. You know? So you gotta kind of get used to it. He'll try to tell you're not good enough. These are the scriptures that, you know, I had somebody telling me yesterday how bad I was for doing this. Look, these are the scriptures. These are the scriptures. You're not allowed. You're not allowed. You're not allowed. Shut up, shut up, shut up. I'm like, wow, the Spirit of truth is speaking through me. Not because I'm such a big shot, but because he is God. And any yielded vessel, it don't matter what kind of, whether you wear a skirt or whether you wear pants. Any yielded vessel, I mean, that must be my cue, I gotta stop. Anyway, any yielded vessel, he will use. So you be, I'm not gonna exclude you, but you be blessed. Girl, it's a glory to you, girl. I used to hate it, it's a glory. It's a glory to be a girl. You're a flower to your God. He plants you in his garden. So, and we give him glory for it. We don't go, oh, look at me, I'm a girl. Girl power and all that garbage. No. I'm his. And that's why it's a glory. So since my cue, and I'm not going to sing, since my cue is on, I just want to bless you all. And I'm going to have a prayer. I'm going to let him pray. And Holy Spirit's going to lead it, so everybody close your eyes, whether you know him or not. Just close your eyes and let him speak to your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, close your eyes. Daddy, we just ask you, can you stop just for a second? Daddy, we just ask you to make us worthy to escape all the things that shall come to pass to this earth to test everyone. That we can stand before the Son of Man as his glorious bride, radiant, prepared, waiting for that blessed hope. And sharing you in the meantime, Lord, in a way that transforms those around us. For your glory, Lord, by your mercy and grace, we ask you, Jesus Christ, that you would be glorified in us. Glorify us, Father, that we may glorify you. In the mighty name of Jesus, and Lord, anyone who doesn't know you here today, I pray that you would speak to their heart of hearts. Not through me, but through you, Holy Spirit. And let them know there is a living God that died for them so they could be set free. In the mighty
and incredible and precious name of Jesus Christ, who died and bled for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Come on. Now we can praise him.